Underwriting support from the Interlaken Inn, Resort and Conference Center, Interlaken Road in Lakeville, Connecticut. 86 upscale guest rooms and townhouses, Morgan's Restaurant featuring new American cuisine, a pet-friendly resort, and they have select accommodations. 1-800-222-2909 on Facebook and interlakeninn.com. Dave's TV, Route 44 in Millerton. Buy local. Skip the long drive to the big box stores. Your local source for quality products, Sony, Sharp, Smart, LED, HDTV, DirecTV Sales and Service, and Russ Sound Home Audio Systems, davestv.net. It's Chick on Stories we're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. First of all, we'll take a look at Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast, which calls for continued hot weather and humid weather as well. We'll check the details on Pat's tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Some of the stories that we're following for you today. Connecticut legislators yesterday confronted the prospect that more Connecticut households are going to qualify for a greatly reduced amount of low-income heating assistance compared to last winter. The Connecticut Energy Assistance Program is expected to serve an estimated 96,000 households this winter, and the poorest households will see home heating assistance decrease from a maximum of $4,825 to $1,890 because federal coronavirus relief funding that supplement of the basic and emergency benefit is no longer available this year. Over the last 3 years, Connecticut received more than $100 million to supplement the annual federal block grant for the low-income home energy assistance program, including $60 million from the American Rescue Plan Act for the current funding cycle that will end on September 30th. The reduction in federal funding and state benefits come amid uncertainty over heating oil prices that are currently averaging about $4.58 a gallon. In August, the latest weekly state survey was done on home oil prices on that date. In New York, COVID cases have fallen 6%, but infections rise in parts of upstate New York as back-to-school looms. The tally for COVID-19 cases fell about 6% last week, but slight upticks in infections across parts of upstate raised the risk levels in some communities as authorities race to launch a COVID-19 booster push during the back-to-school season. New York reported over 32,000 new cases of coronavirus in the week ending this past Sunday, down from over 34,000 cases the prior week. New York ranks 26th among states where coronavirus was spreading the fastest on a per-person basis. Nationally, cases increased nearly 11% from the week before, with over 654,000 cases reported. Across the country, 16 states had more cases in the latest week than they did in the week before. In news out of Kent, on the sidewalks, the construction is not going very well. In a story in this morning's Republican American, the new sidewalk installation has been generating concerns about the quality and design of materials being used. Town officials have also been criticized for their lack of communication with the building committee and business community. Streetscape Building Committee Chairman Mike Gowell raised concerns about the construction choices being made and the lack of inspection by the engineering firm in the initial weeks of the project. He emailed selectmen, but the issue was not addressed by the board until a special meeting August 22nd, after the cancellation of the board's regular meeting August 18th. Resident Justin Money, a 25-year stonemason working in Kent, shared his expertise by giving an 8-minute presentation to the select people with drawings on a whiteboard explaining his concerns about the granite curbing being used with rough curving edges and a slippery top surface, as well as lack of adequate packing of the gravel base under the concrete. Mike Doherty, the project manager from SLR Engineering, has acknowledged the Streetscape Committee on August 12th that work at the beginning of the project progressed faster than expected and that the engineers had been informed. So as of the date, no inspections had been done. Since then, the inspector has been on the site multiple times. He explained at the August 22nd meeting that density testing had been done upon the completion of the material and it met the standard, averaging 95% density. However, he did say that the contractor has been told to alter the compaction method and he was open to having them ask for materials with water due to the drought conditions. Alyssa Potts, owner of the Fife and Drum restaurant, criticized First Selectman Gene Speck's lack of communication with the business owners on that project. Quote, your office needs to be sensitive to the retail community and keep them informed,
Potts wrote that to spec on August the 12th. The first email by the sidewalk construction was sent at 3 p.m. August 1st, the same day work began. Spec has promised to get an email out weekly with details on the sidewalk progress and what was planned for the following week. There was a construction meeting on Thursday. Those emails started August 20th, and what is planned for the next 2 weeks, and a listing of what has been done. Housatonic Valley Regional High School is holding their open house again this year. It'll be held on Thursday, September 22nd at 6:45 at the Henry Burgess Auditorium. Parents will follow their students' schedule, meet members of the faculty, staff, and administration, and receive an overview of each class's content and expectations. They'll also learn about the high school's co-curricular offerings, student activities, and social and service groups. Good news also out of Hillsdale. The Pumpkin Festival is returning. The Hillsdale Pumpkin Festival returns this fall on October 8th, bringing music, food, children's events, an unusual scarecrow contest, and other activities to the town. Sponsored by the Hillsdale Hamlet Committee, the 12th Annual Festival will include a concert by a well-regarded Ghent band and other live musical performers in Hillsdale's Hamlet Park, located just southwest of the traffic light on Routes 22-23 intersection. Taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region. No meetings today in Sharon. In Salisbury, coming up on September 1st, the Conservation Commission will meet at 6 p.m. By the way, the Pope Land Design Committee will meet on September 1st in Salisbury at 10 a.m. Out of Cornwall, the deadline for the September grant applications for the Cornwall Foundation is coming up tomorrow, August 31st. Village of Millerton has a special workshop meeting tonight at 5:30 at Village Hall. Immediately following that at 6 p.m., a joint meeting with the town of Northeast. That'll be held at the Millerton Library Annex, Century Boulevard in Millerton. And of course, this weekend is a big holiday weekend, and that means it's time for the Lime Rock Historic Festival, celebrating its 40th year. It kicks off with that 17-mile tour of classic race cars with the Vintage Race Car Parade. That kicks off at Lime Rock Park around 4:30, travels to Lakeville, then Salisbury, turns around at Noble Horizon, goes back through Salisbury, and then winds up in Falls Village for a big party in the center of Falls Village with the cars on display. Also, Friday, Saturday, and Monday feature nonstop on-track competition across a diverse set of historic racing classes. Featured racing classes this year will also be the historic Trans Am. Then on Sunday, Lime Rock Concourse and Gathering of the Marquees display. Over nearly 1,000 enthusiast cars and motorcycles will be arranged around the Lime Rock track. This year, Lime Rock is commemorating the upcoming 70th anniversary of the Corvette with an extensive, unprecedented display of Corvette concept cars sponsored by Corvette, together with a display of significant competition Corvettes. On Sunday, they'll be joined by production Corvettes and all generations. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, featuring a regular menu, a tapas menu, and nightly dinner specials. InterlakenInn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 32,098.99, the NASDAQ at 12,017.67, and the S&P 500 at 4,030.61. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.